Loving life in Lincolnshire.
BBC Lincolnshire.
I love this story. Miniature pigs have been a craze amongst the rich and famous, believe it or not. Charlotte Church has two. Paris Hilton has one called Princess Piglet. Their popularity is no doubt down to the fact that they apparently grow no bigger than the size of a Springer Spaniel. And when they're young, they're so small, they even fit into a teacup. So imagine buying one of these little pigs to then discover that it just keeps growing and keeps growing and keeps growing until it reaches a whopping 17 stone. More macro than micro, eh? Enter Janie Byrne, who lives in Lauterton near Lincoln and owns a not-so-miniature pig called Mika. Morning, Janie.
Yeah, hi.
This must have been a bit of a surprise to you then.
A gradual surprise,
yeah, a gradual surprise.
Yeah, me thinking I'm going to get a little micro pig that's just going to be the size of perhaps a Springer Spaniel. I mean, she's huge now. She really is.
17 stone.
Yeah, 17 stone and rising, I think. She's still got another year's growth in her, to be truthful. Yeah.
Well, okay, first of all, why a micro pig?
Why? Well, I don't know. I've got a fascination with pigs. I've always had one. I love their snouts. I love everything about them. So I thought, right, I'm going to have a micro pig. At first, my husband wasn't going to let me. So we went through the pets, bunny rabbit, one of those cats with no hair, and then he agreed we can have one. And I had one because I didn't think it was going to grow any bigger, and it could stay in the house. But she still stays in the house now. She does.
What? She's still in the house?
She's actually right by my feet now, warming my toes. She's got her favourite rug. She acts like the dog. She goes outside into her Wendy house, comes in when I come home from work, eats, and then lies on a pink rug.
Okay. I'm just trying to wind back a bit, because, you know, when you were discussing the idea of getting your pet, as you were thinking it was going to be, your husband was a little bit suspicious, he was a bit cautious.
Yeah, very much so.
Has he reacted to the fact you now have a 17-stoner sitting in your living room?
Okay, well, I think at first, well, we did go through a bit of a phase where he said, I found her a field to go in, somebody will take her, she's got her field, she's going to grow too big. I wouldn't have it. I got really upset about it, and I said, Dave could go first. Mika can stay, Dave
Motions
can go.
To war!
So anyway, he loves her now, anyway. He really does. He takes it in turns to lie on the pink rug and fuss her.
He's grown to love Mika.
Yeah, he has. And he uses her as a footrest as well.